USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden signed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday before a celebratory crowd on the White House lawn. About 800 invited guests were on hand. President Biden called for better and more honest communications between the United States and China during a virtual call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. During the V call, Biden said the U.S. opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. It should be noted the two did not discuss anything involving COVID-19. 67-year-old Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress' January 6 committee. Bannon did not enter a plea Monday and is due back in court on Thursday. After the court proceedings, Mr. Bannon said he will be taking on the Biden regime in fighting the charges. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
The state of Ohio is going after the company formerly known as Facebook.
The Ohio Attorney General is suing Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook. Dave Yost filing the lawsuit against the social media giant for securities fraud, claiming it misled the public on how its algorithm was controlled. The lawsuit says from April 29th to October 21st of this year, the company and its senior executives misled the public about negative effects its products have on the health and well-being of children. Yost saying instead of looking out for children and weeding out online trolls, Facebook created misery and divisiveness for profit. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
San Francisco Police Sergeant Davin Cole was charged last week with second-degree robbery after being arrested earlier this month for allegedly robbing a Rite Aid in San Mateo, California. Cole's lawyer says his client has been dealing with an opioid addiction. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The city council in Oroville, California overwhelmingly voted to declare the city a constitutional republic city to protect its citizens' rights in light of federal and state mandates. The resolution passed in a 6-1 vote on November 2nd. Oroville Vice Mayor Scott Thompson tells Fox News what this means.
We've been resisting with the mandates as they've been coming. You know, we have been following some regarding masks with our employees, and we've made a lot of changes in Oroville, but these mandates continue to get more intrusive on our citizens. And so when they were they're wanting us to shut down businesses and whatnot, we gave a directive to our police officers to simply just educate and not shut down businesses and not arrest anybody. Because we have a Walmart here in town, and you know, it was packed full, but they were saying close down small businesses and close down the churches. But now they are wanting to push the vaccine inside. And so for me, it's one thing to ask somebody to put a mask on their body and you can just disobey. But another thing when they begin to mandate putting something in your body, and that I believe is a time for people to stand up and not just disobey, but actually publicly resist.
Oroville is just an hour's drive north of Sacramento. You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.